savagery from the top of page 161 to the top of page 163. Impotent to share in nature's mystic tact, inapt to feel the pulse and core of things, our reason cannot sound life's mighty sea, and only counts its waves and scans its foam. It knows not whence these motions touch and pass. It sees not whither sweeps the hurrying flood, only it strives to canalize its powers, and hopes to turn its course to human ends, but all its means come from the inconscient store, unseen here our dim huge world energies, and only trickles and currents are our share. Our mind lives far off from the authentic light, catching at little fragments of the truth. In a small corner of infinity, our lives are inlets of an ocean's force. Our conscious movements have sealed origins, but with those shadowy seats no converse hold, no understanding binds our comrade parts. Our acts emerge from a crypt our minds ignore. Our deepest depths are ignorant of themselves. Even our body is a mystery shop, as our earth's roots lurk screen below our earth, so lie unseen our roots of mind and life. Our springs are kept close hid beneath within. Our souls are moved by powers behind the wall. In the subterranean reaches of the spirit, a puissant acts and recks not what it means. Using unthinking monitors and scribes, it is the cause of what we think and feel. The troglodytes of the subconscious mind, ill-trained, slow, stammering interpreters, only of their small tasks, routine aware and busy with the record in our cells, concealed in the subliminal secrecies, men in obscure occult machinery capture the mystic Morse whose measured lilt transmits the messages of the cosmic force. A whisper falls into life's inner ear, and echoes from the dun subconscient caves. Speech leaps, thought quivers, the heart vibrates. The will answers, and tissue and nerve obey the call. Our lives translate these subtle intimacies. All is the commerce of a secret power. A thinking puppet is the mind of life. Its choice is the work of elemental strengths that know not their own birth and end and cause, and glimpse not the immense intent they serve. In this nether life of man, drab-hued and dull, yet filled with poignant, small, ignoble things, the conscious doll is pushed 100 ways, and feels the push, but not the hands that drive, for none can see the massed, ironic troop, to whom our figure selves are marionettes, our deeds unwitting movements in their grasp, our passionate strife and entertainment seen. Ignorant themselves of their own fount of strength, they play their part in the enormous whole, agents of darkness imitating light, spirits obscure and moving things obscure. Unwillingly they serve a mightier power, Ananke's engines organizing chance, channels perverse of a stupendous will, tools of the unknown who use us as their tools, invested with power in nature's nether state. Into the actions mortals think their own, they bring the incoherencies of fate, or make a doom of time's slipshod caprice, and toss the lives of men from hand to hand in an inconsequent and devious game. Against all higher truth their stuff rebels. Only to tighten force their will lies prone.